Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 21st, 2006. I'm Joe Onderko. Once again, we will look back at last week's games involving football teams in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the week ahead. Last week, both Waynesburg and Washington and Jefferson remained unbeaten in PAC play, with impressive homecoming wins. The Yellow Jackets improved to 3-0 in the PAC, as Waynesburg rushed for a season-high 354 team rushing yards in a 41-15 win over Bethany. Senior running backs Ryan Abels and Eric Daniels accounted for over 300 yards rushing and 5 touchdowns combined. W&J rolled to a 50-7 rout of visiting Westminster to improve to 2-0 in conference play. Senior running back Ryan Mendel rushed for 132 yards and 3 scores, en route to PAC Offensive Player of the Week honors. In other action, Teal captured the Mercer County Cup for the third consecutive year with a 20-0 road shutout at Grove City. Tomcat running back Dan Hess rumbled for 113 yards and 3 touchdowns in the victory. Finally, Thomas Moore scored twice in a span of 1 minute and 24 seconds to post a 13-7 non-league win at Frostburg State. Senior linebacker Mark Carlisle posted 18 tackles and a key fumble recovery to garner PAC Defensive Player of the Week honors. Teammate Chris Willis earned conference special teams recognition with a 59-yard punt return for a touchdown to put Thomas Moore ahead for good. Saint head coach Mike Hallett talks about the play of his dynamic duo.
Well, we were very fortunate to have our defense play so well against a very talented Frostburg offense. Mark gets a lot of the credit, as is deserved. 18 tackles is outstanding, but one of the things that really allowed that to happen was the excellent play of our defensive line, keeping him free all day. So that's something we're very excited about. Chris has been an outstanding player for us for his 4 years. That punt return really changed the whole momentum of the game. We had just scored and then got a big stop, and that punt return gave us a lead that we were able to hang on to. So, having guys like that have really done everything you could ever ask for from players is something that really helps us as coaches get the younger guys to understand what it is to play football for us.
All 7 PAC teams are in action on October 21st, including 3 league contests. The game of the week will take place in Greenville, PA, where Waynesburg will look to maintain its unbeaten conference record by taking on 2005 PAC champion Teal at Alumni Stadium at 1:30 p.m. The two teams engaged in a classic at Waynesburg's Wiley Stadium a year ago, with the Tomcats escaping with a 35-28 overtime victory. Teal head coach Jack Liepheimer talks about this week's matchup.
Hopefully we can get on them quick and early and then build on that from that standpoint. And they're a heck of a football team, and they've played some good people this year, and they've done a real good job. So it's going to be a great challenge for us and a great opportunity, and we're excited about it. It's football alumni weekend for us, and we're anxious to see all those football alums come back, and we'll just see what happens.
Washington and Jefferson also looks to remain unbeaten in PAC play as the Presidents continue their extended homestand against league foe Grove City at Cameron Stadium in Washington beginning at 1:30 p.m. The Presidents have won the last 7 games in the series, including a 37-14 win at Grove City a year ago. One bright spot this season for the Wolverines has been the play of freshman signal caller Andrew DiDonato. Veteran Grove City head coach Chris Smith knows his young signal caller will have to play mistake-free football if the Wolverines hope to pull an upset at W&J.
They are, as you said, opportunistic. They're going to take advantage of what you do. What I would like to do is give them not any opportunities to take advantage of. Play solid, protect the ball, not turn it over, and force them to go the long field all the time.
The final conference matchup has Bethany traveling to New Wilmington, PA, for a matchup against Westminster at 1:30 p.m. The Titans have won 4 straight games in the series, including a 34-13 win at Bethany in 2005. The Bison will look to senior wideout T.J. Parker, who set new school records for receptions and receiving yards in Bethany's loss to Waynesburg last week. Finally, Thomas Moore faces its second straight non-league opponent as the Saints host the 4-3 Huntingdon Hawks out of Alabama. The game site and time have been changed from the original schedule, with the contest moved to Dixie Heights High School in nearby Erlanger, Kentucky, beginning at 4:30 p.m. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest PAC football news, scores, and statistics, please log on to our website at www.pacathletics.org. I'm Joe Onderko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.